is the Vennie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Good evening and welcome along to the Vennie White Show here on News Talk 1010. You can phone the show on 4162 872 1010. You can text it, being the show, on 71010. You can look at the webcam on newstalk1010.com. You can find me on Facebook. Vennie White is the name. Find me on Twitter, at Vennie White. Get yourself a fire engine. Get yourself on the back of a ladder. Hoist yourself up about four floors. See me through the window. Press your boobs up against it if you've got them. On Richmond Street. Is it Richmond Street? Yeah. I always get confused because I come in through Queen. And then remember, we're not really on Queen. That's where all the cool TV media types, the sexy people are. We're thrown out the back of the Queen buildings. And it's nice. It's nice. It's like the spaceship in here. It's all blue. But that doesn't mean to say that we're the sexy, groovy people. You know, the really sexy ones, like on E-Talk and Much Music. Playing those pop hits for the kids. Do you think I sound deliberately old? Or because the irony is, even if I try not to sound old, I sound old anyway. I've always been about 10 years older than I am. I've always thought I was going to go back the other way. Benjamin Button had it right. What's coming up on the show, I hear you say? A bit of nonsense. You've already worked that out for yourself. And a bit of drivel. But we like to pump between the nothingness some solid, hard fact and expert journalism. We rarely do, but we like to. That's what we're shooting for. It's hard to talk today. I hurt myself last night. I went to a comedy club, and on the way, it was good, by the way. Quick plug for them, Absolute Comedy. It was absolute hilarity. It's up on Eglinton, and along the way, I went to Sugar Mountain, which I think is aimed for people younger than myself. It's where you can get candy from all over the world, and I like a bit of a taste of home, so I usually go in there and get a penguin. Not a live one. We're not barbaric. They're a chocolate bar. Not mental. Plus, I'm not from the Antarctic. Either way, I went in there. I got myself a chocolate penguin. They're very nice. If you haven't had one, I recommend highly. Why not try a Curly Whirly? British chocolate. The best in the world. It is, actually. I really like it. Always like a taste from home. And I thought I'd branch out into a new area. So I went for the Dutch licorice. Who knew? They're good at that. Salted. I have a sort of, you know, an older man's palate as well as everything else. And very hard. Hard. So I was waiting for the first act to come on, chewing away on a bag of licorice candies. I thought, God, that's so hard. It's almost like it's enamel. It was enamel. It was my tooth. I'm in my 30s. Tooth fell apart on me last night. Bit troubling. So if you're listening at Bell Media, if you wouldn't mind organising an insurance plan, that would be fantastic. Just listen to the end of the show. If it's good, can I have an insurance plan? If not, can I have an insurance plan? If you're a dentist and you want to carry out work on a Brit, always a challenge. Stereotypes are true. Then do get in touch. No, I've got a dodgy tooth. It's right at the back, but it's sort of, because it's so sharp, where it's been recently reformed in Dutch licorice, quite often when I talk, I cut my own cheek. It's crazy. I'm going to spend some money and get them all done up. I want a proper set of gnashers. Some Brits get away with it. Simon Cowell. I mean, let's be honest, not a beautiful man, but what a lovely set of gnashers. Give me time. They're going to be sparkling. When I open my mouth on the webcam, ding, is going to happen. So forgive me if I'm a little bit sort of, you know, all over the show. I usually am. Doesn't make a lot of difference. I just like to have an excuse. The accent isn't as a result. I've been here for years, but that doesn't seem to be disappearing. One of the things as a foreigner living here that I've always struggled with is tipping. I had that thing today. Never really understood what to do in this situation. It's a new situation. Computers have made our life more difficult, as always. I went down to the harbour front. I was going to go to the island, but I didn't have time. I wanted to come in and plan the show, which you'll be able to tell I did perfectly. And I was going to go to the island, but I just thought I'd have a meal on the harbour front with a friend. Beautiful day. It's nice. Service, to be honest, I won't mention the restaurant because I don't want to put them down. It was not very good. Food was good, but you know when you have to get your own sauces and then you have to get your own cutlery, or if you're listening in America, setups. Did you know they called them that? Yeah. Can I get some sit-ups? You can do some sit-ups. Set-ups. That's what they call cutlery in America. Honestly. Same people. Totally bonkers down there. Across the border. They're all mad. Gun-wielding lunatics. All 360 million. Fact. It's good not to stereotype. I was down there. Anyway, I was down by the harbour front having a nice time. Good meal. All good. Lovely. Nice time. Terrible service. Got to the end. She said, do you want to pay by card? I do. And there's a new thing, isn't there? The presumptuous tipping machine. So once you've done the swipe, it says, tip? Well, yes. Obviously. I'm not that cold-hearted. So, tip, yes. And the next one says, 20% or no? Whoa, hang on. How did that? When did that become acceptable? 20% is one button, yes, or no. So, no. Next. A different amount, yes or no? Well, yes, obviously. Why is that a question? And then it gives you the options. 15, 20, 25, other. You know I'm not going to do 20 because we've already been through this. 15, I think, is 25, forget it. Who does that? You've got to be mental. Or a millionaire. And if you carry on doing that, you won't be a millionaire soon. So obviously the other option is 15 or other. I think 15 for what I went through. Normally I'm a good 15er. Happy with a 15. Not doing 15 today. Not going to have to get everything myself. So I said other. And then it says type in the tip amount. Now, here lies the problem. When you've done all this, the woman who's next to you with a shining set of dentures of her own, very attractive as well. It puts me off when they're attractive because I want to tip them more. But then I have a little chat with my internal self and think, no, you've already won the gene lottery. Why should you be given more money? Hmm? So usually I tip them less for being good looking. Ah, I'll keep them on their toes. But the problem is, of course, by the time you pull these options in, they know that you haven't done the 20%. Because if you'd done the 20%, they'd have had it back. They'd be in the kitchen by now, all sorted. So it's still quite embarrassing. So you can see on their face, they're like, he's going to do the 11, isn't he? I went for the 12. Big guns. So I'll start with that. Can you help me out on 416-872-1010? Tip amount. What's your default and what's your level if it's crap service? Or are you one of those guys that says, crap service, no tip? Because there are those. So let me know on 71010 on the text, or you can phone in on the show on 416-872-1010. Am I callous and cold-hearted? I mean, that's yes. Let's not even worry about that. That's a given. I'm like a Bond villain. But am I callous and cold-hearted for this? You know, I think 12%, when I've got my own sources, should be happy with that. What do you want? Blood? Come on. So there's my question to start with. The embarrassing tip machine. Technology, trying to make our life easier. Didn't work. Never does. While they come in, I'd like to ask you another question. So many. I'm a very curious man. Pop music, is it worse than ever? Is it just me? Because I think pop music is worse than ever. And I was thinking this when I was in the restaurant as well. And by the way, since we're on the subject of general moaning and what have you, if you're in a restaurant, at what point do we need loud music in a restaurant? I'm not even sure I'm happy with it in a club anymore, but in a restaurant, it was banging there. It was mental. Couldn't hear myself think. That was another reason I went for the low baller on the tip. But it got me thinking as I was listening to the music, is modern music terrible? And the answer, of course, as we know, is yes. But why? And so today I'd like to investigate with you, why is modern music terrible? So when we come back, we give you the three main reasons that modern music is terrible and come up with the best solution on how to make a modern pop tune. All that coming up on News Talk 1010.
You're tuned in to the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
I'm practicing. One day I'm going to be a professional. Talking about tipping, today I was put in that situation where the machine says 20% tip, yes or no, no. 15, 20 or 25, you know, I'm not going to go for 20, I'm not happy with 25, I'm not American. 15 seems a bit high, I have to get my own sources, I'm going for 12. Is it wrong? That's my overall question, is it wrong? Mohammed, what's your policy on tipping?
Hey, how are you, Benny?
Yeah, hello, mate, nice to hear from you.
Good to hear you on the air again. I was away for a while. I have three categories that dictate to me how much am I going to be tipping. Ambience, service, quality of the food. Mm. I can go as low as maybe zero if the servant is a jackass. Mm. And I would just leave a penny, but there are no more pennies now thanks to the federal government. The other thing is that I can go as high as 20. I don't drink alcohol, so my meals usually, if I'm with somebody else, like within $100 plus 20 bucks in top, I think it's really good.
Yeah.
As far as your question about the music, because there is no more talent, all these current singers are children of some other famous jackass. Thank you.
Thank you, Mohammed. I love Mohammed. Oh, he's great. I think he spends his entire life just driving around, ranting. He's basically like this show, but on the road. He's the Vinnie White Road Show. Love him. You know what's amazed me is the amount of texts from people that have said the same thing. Nearly everyone says this. 15% for good service, 1 cent for poor service. Never feel afraid to leave no tip at all if the service was terrible, they say. And as always, there's the token server that says, I'm a server, you should never leave anything less than 15%. Well, you say that. What happens if you just don't turn up at the table? What happens if you roll a bogey? Not saying that you would, but let's say you flick a bogey in the food. You can't expect me to give you 15% for that. You do know how it works. You're really good. You get more money. System. Capitalism, essentially. Somewhat out of hand, I would say. The only thing I would say is I despise the whole percentage system. And I know we're stuck with it, but it seems a bit stupid to me. Because if I walk into a cheap cafe, get two really complicated breakfasts with really annoying orders on the eggs for two really fussy people and ask for chilled water but with no ice and stuff like that, it might end up being that I'm going to pay 15%, that I'm probably only going to pay $5 or $10, right, in tip. Whereas if I walk into a nightclub on King Street and get a bottle of Dom Perignon, which I wouldn't because I'm not a wanker, but if I did, it would end up that I don't know what that costs. It's probably about $100 a bottle. So now you're going to want $15 to $20 tip on that. All you've done is give me two glasses and I'm undone a bottle. So there's no justice in the whole tipping system when we're reliant on percentages anyway. And although Mohammed is a man dear to my heart, he doesn't drink alcohol. So I'll tell you what, his tips are going to be smaller because that's where the big money comes from, isn't it? So there you are. If you want to get involved in the show, you can in any way. Loads of texts on this. Always a big topic. I wanted to let you know there's also a candy store with British candy in the beaches. Thank you. I think it's on the beaches, isn't it? Unless they've buried it under the sand, which would be a horrific idea for any store. I know I'm condescending. Some would say I'm patronising. I'd say I'm patronising. Nonetheless, if you want to get involved, 71010. Oh, here's another one. 15% minimum forever. All right, then. Okay. So, music. Let's move on to this. Is modern music bad? The answer, yes. Why? I've got three answers for you. I've been thinking about it. Number one, it's annoying. Now, I know the music of our childhood was annoying. Well, mine was anyway. I grew up with Kylie Minogue's I Should Be So Lucky. Remember that? Wigfield, Saturday Night. I even had on vinyl, not proud of it, Rednecks, Cotton Eye Joe. I know. Every hockey game ruined with that. All very hideous. But what's different about today's annoying pop music is how mathematically precise the annoyingness has become. As if its producers and songwriters have worked out the exact formula for making a song drill its way into your brain. Like the advertising slogan at the end of an annoying advert. In fact, most of them sound like annoying adverts. If you put most Miley Cyrus's tracks on and then put the tagline for a Subway restaurant, I'm lost. I don't know. The only way I can tell the difference is because there's one woman half naked knocking about licking hammers. Such an enjoyable sentence to say. A woman knocking about licking hammers. That'd be a good headline for a news today. Spotted a woman knocking about licking hammers. Anyway, contemporary pop artist proves very annoying. Rihanna is a very good example. If you like Rihanna, you may want to tune out because I'm about to take her apart. But the fact is, she's annoying. Umbrella, Ella, it's a hook pushed into your brain. Shine bright like a diamond, bright like a diamond. So much repetition. And then, of course, there's Justin Bieber, which I know in some ways is a sort of Canadian icon. But come on, you know you love to hate him. He looks a bit like Linda Blair in Exorcist 2 as well. You ever notice that? Look at two pictures together. Almost no difference. He had a song with the word baby sung over and over and over and over and over and over again. Or then there's, I don't know if you remember this, this is the sort of song that really annoys me because it takes what was a fantastic track and ruins it. This is Sean Kingston. If we, I wonder if we can get a little bit of his 2007 hit Beautiful Girls.
You're way too beautiful.
What's wrong with Stand By Me? Leave that. Leave it. Don't rip the bass line off and then talk about suicide. Suicidal. Unless you're admitting that this song makes you borderline suicidal. So why else is mod music terrible? In my opinion, it's boring. Let's be honest. If it's not scientifically engineered to turn you into some kind of mindless gym monkey, an oaf that stands around six deep in an overpriced club on King Street wondering why you didn't settle down with that fat girl at college. It's just dull. An annoying hook and some chit-chat about sexiness. Everything's about sexy. Auto-tune dribble. Sexy this, sexy that. You're so sexy. Look at me sexying. Give me your sex. Sexy this. Now, of course, the bubblegum pop of Nicki Minaj or whoever the normal people that are aimed at teenagers probably aren't aimed at us. After all, we're probably more into Mumford & Sons and Coldplay or the Black Keys because that's the kind of music we like. It's safe, but it's not too loud. It's not too emotional. The kind of music that you can have on during a, you know, dinner party, but not too loud, you know, or something you can do the ironing to and not break down in tears. But even though, you know, we're told that the emotional and heartfelt lyrics of all these songs are for us, there's still, I don't know, I don't think they're as amazing as the new forms, proper new music. No, when the Beatles came along, I know it's a bit of a go-to, but when they came along, it was like, all right, I've never heard anything like it. It was completely revolutionary. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen now. Acid House in the 90s, dubstep in the early noughties. There's still stuff that's new, but for some reason over the last few years, it's just watered down into nothingness. Nothing seems to stick out at me anymore. So that's what leaves me with the worst crime of all in modern music. It's too safe. That's the problem. And that is the worst crime of all. Look at it this way. In 1925, there's a good chance you and I would have been a little bit scared by jazz music. Hmm? All the youngsters raving and dancing in an unseemly fashion. I mean, there was drug references in the lyrics of them, for crying out loud. And if I was my age in 1955, so I probably would have found Little Richard's Tutti Frutti slightly terrifying. And if I was in 1969, the mop-top boy band that sang this Helter Skelter would have probably scared me. But that's good. That's the whole point. I want to be scared. I want to hear something that's a bit exciting. The punk movement was exciting. The Ramones were good. And even if you thought they were crap, it doesn't matter because you were still offended. You still stood up and went, it's a bit offensive because they looked like this and they shout like this. You didn't get offended by the fact that it was just benign and asinine. And that's my problem with today's music. Today's music! I mean, look at now, right? You've got Calvin Harris and David Guetta. If you know the difference between them, well done. They've been churning out the same record for about, I don't know, 10 years now. And collaborations with various other people. That are watered down pop drivel. I don't know if it has to be avant-garde. I don't even know if it has to be dangerous or offensive, but it helps. Right now, I get the music. I'm not scared. I want to be scared by music, not bored by it. So it's with this in mind that I've been searching high and low for a formula on how to create the ultimate pop song for today. And I turn to my home country of England, and a YouTube clip which tells us a step-by-step guide on how to create today's modern pop song. Put your ears back, and if you're a talentless, asinine, boring individual that wants to make some money, then why not follow this cut-and-keep handy guide to how to make a boring, asinine song?
Hi, I'm Brett Domino, and this is my quick guide to making a hit pop song. Step 1, instrumental hook. First up, you need a memorable instrumental hook that's going to get stuck in people's heads. Jason Derulo's pretty good at doing this kind of thing. He often has a tootle on a trumpet or saxophone in his songs. Like, there's that one that goes... Or that other one with that's like... Or there's that new one with Snoop Dogg in there that's like... The secret is to play it on an instrument that you're unfamiliar with, because you don't want it to sound too good. I've got this bassoon, which is ideal, because I have no idea how it works. Okay, so first of all we need a kind of funky beat, kind of like a... So then over the top of that we just make a few notes out of this. Step two, vocal hook. So now we need a short vocal hook or phrase that can be repeated throughout the song and also double up as the title. This needs to be something quite sexy. So I'm just going to Google sexy phrases, see what comes up. Can't maybe that one. Some of these are a bit... Here's a good one. You look sexy when you do that. That'll do. Number three, lyrics. Now, some people say that lyrics are the most important part of a song. Not true. You can basically get away with saying whatever you want for the majority of the song. Again, the key is to keep it sexy, and it also helps to keep it fairly relevant to the vocal hook that we've come up with. So in this case, it's really easy. All I need to do is think of an attractive lady and basically just list activities and scenarios in which she looks sexy. So again, I'm just going to Google sexy women. Top result is Jennifer Lawrence. Tips: try to keep the subject matter fairly broad. So in this example, I might be tempted to write a lyric like, I liked you in The Hunger Games, but that is quite specific to Jennifer Lawrence. So try something a bit more ambiguous, such as, I like it when you operate a bow and arrow. The final pop hit. So, I've nailed my pop hooks and I've penned some lyrics to fill in the time in between them. All that's left to do now is put it all together, pad it out a bit, and sprinkle some magic production dust over it. Let's listen to the result.
Red Domino. Baby, I like it when you blow. You got me playing games and I'm hungry for you. You put me in a deep trance when you do that dance, and every word that I say is true. I like it when you eat ghetto. I like it when you wear that shade of Bordeaux. I like the way you hold a bow, 'cause baby,
you look sexy when you do that. Yeah, you look sexy when you do that.
News Talk 1010, how to make a pop song.
You look sexy when you do that.
Girl, you set me on fire. You got me hypnotized by your mystique. I'm in a deep trance when I see that dance. Yeah, you got a really good physique. I like all the stuff you say. I like it when you drink champagne. I like it when you drive your Chevrolet, 'cause baby,
you look sexy when you do that. You look sexy when you do that. Yeah, you look sexy when you do that.
So there you go. Easy enough. How to make a pop song. Brett Domino there. Check his videos out on YouTube. Fellow Brit and a guy that can nail exactly how to make a music video. Let's talk to Ethan in Toronto about the state of the music business today. What's it all about, Ethan?
Ethan, where be you?
Why do people do this? Ethan! Ethan! What's the delay if I carry on saying Ethan? Two questions. One, when will he realise that he's on the radio? And two, will it be before the show is finished? Ethan! If I ever had a kid, I'm going to call it Ethan. Ethan! Ethan there, making a fantastic point about the music business. I think we'll let him go. And one thing that Ethan said, that which I think really does resonate with us all, is that the music business is exactly that, a business. Thank you, Ethan, there, with input. If you'd like to phone up and be silent, then please do on 416 872 1010. Ideally, a little bit of heavy breathing. Just a touch. Not like, you know, fafa beans. Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa. Not that. It's a bit scary. But if you want to, turn me on, buttercup. Oh, yeah, could you be female as well? I know I'm being choosy now. Come on. I'm not fussy. Never have been. 71010. You're a genius. I can't take any credit for that song that was on. I can't take any credit for that, but Brett Domino can. Various other texts saying, I knew it was easy. Now it's been proven.
So there you go, music industry. And I was slightly critical of Mumford & Sons. I suppose they are actually one of the more slightly outstanding bands of the last few years. And there is, if you sift through it deep enough, some good stuff out there. Preston, hello.
Hi, Billy. Preston here.
Nice to speak to you, Preston. Tell me your thoughts on the music biz.
Hi, yeah. I was just thinking, you know, with the music industry, I feel like they're trying to just appeal to the younger generation, you know, not the older generation, you know, and every time a new younger generation comes in, they want to appeal to them, you know. So, you know, as you turn older, like when you're, you know, in your 20s and your 30s,
yeah,
you know, you tend to like the music back when you were younger.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, it's sort of it's recycled, isn't it, every few years, which is why the theme's always the same. Sexiness, you're sexy, you're so sexy, now I'm sexy.
Exactly, you know? it's repetitive, but, you know, kids these days, they like that, I guess, you know?
I do. All right, thanks a lot, Preston. Take care. I like Preston. Right, I could take some more calls on that, but I think we'll move on. Quick break, and then I'm going to talk. I've got so much to cover. It's unbelievable. I want to talk about cyclists. I want to talk about teen pregnancies. I want to talk about Starbucks. And have you seen the movie Old Boy? Don't. For the love of God, don't. I'll tell you why. All that coming up.
You're tuned in to The Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio. News Talk 1010.
That's where you are. You can find me on Facebook, Vinnie White, V-I-N-N-E-Y, White. You can also find me on Twitter. You can look at the, well, not look at, you can play the podcasts. Every Monday, usually, I get round to uploading them. And since I've had no luck on it now, I'm now going to take this issue out on air, right? I'm going to throw my weight around. When you go to the News Talk 1010 website, right, and you go to shows and you click on Vinnie White, nothing happens. Nothing. Which I don't know if that's reflective on how bad the show is, but I'd like a web page on the News Talk. I've emailed the webmaster. I've asked him. Nothing happening. So hopefully by saying this on the radio, I'll either A, get fired, or B, I will get my own web page. It's all I want. Just a little nook, a little cranny on the web. Meanwhile, you can go to vinniewhite.co.uk if you really care about me. Or not. But I would like to be on the News Talk 1010 website. Jerry Agar's got a page. Mike Bullard's got a page. Richards, Jim, got one. All of them. The greats in the Canadian Radio Walk of Fame. That is News Talk 1010. Vinnie White, not a sniff. Ed Keenan's got one. Pei Chen's got one. Have you got one, Elliot? You're a producer. Have you got your own page?
I've actually got my own.
Shut your face. And that's when Vinny died of stress on the radio. It would be nice, Mr. Webmaster. Here's the irony. I first of all used the web page and clicked on web at Bell Media or whatever, and it returned to sender. So that was good. Anyway, we have been going through transition, and we're a mighty and beautiful organisation in every respect, and we're having teething problems in the new building, so I'm sure everything will be fine. But if you wouldn't mind giving me a web page, that would be very lovely. Thank you. Right. The X, once they've cleaned up the, let's be honest, bit of a mess that the indie was, most of it was cancelled thanks to rain. But once they've cleaned up that, and by the way, thanks so much for taking one lane off the Gardiner and then shutting down Lakeshore, because King, as we all know, is a beautiful artery where the traffic flows with no problems. And this weekend has just been gorgeous. What's that? Oh, sorry. Did I say gorgeous? A nightmare. A nightmare. If you're a driver, well done. But, of course, there are other events coming to the X, including the stupidly named X, because the X is at the X. August 15th it starts. I'm appealing to you if you have children and you don't want them to become pregnant, to be very careful, because apparently this is what happens at the X. I didn't know this. I thought it was fun for all the family. Not where to make a family. But apparently country fairs throughout the United States, the Mad Brothers to the south, are a spawning ground, if you'll pardon the pun, for mating. Young people, hoodlums, doing dirty business without contraception, henceforth lots of teen pregnancies. Here's a little article from Nevada.
Spike in teen pregnancies in one local county traced back to 1 month of the year and possibly one event.
Clark County health officials tracked birth rates, finding an alarming trend of a high rate of teens giving birth in April, therefore conceiving in July.
News Center 7's Natalie Jovanovich is live with what those officials are considering to put a stop to it. Natalie.
Well, John and Cheryl, there's a lot of factors that could contribute to the spike. For one, it's the summertime, and all those teens are out of school. A lot of them are left unsupervised. But there's one event that happens every July. It's the Clark County Fair that started this week. It may not be directly tied to the rate, but the Clark County Combined Health District did consider putting condoms out here at the fairgrounds. It was a really controversial issue, as you can imagine, and eventually they decided not to.
This would be a great opportunity to reach a lot of children.
For the next week, the Clark County Fairgrounds will be full of families. Families that might not realize how big of a problem the teen pregnancy rate is. The rate's gone down in the last few years, but it's still pretty high. And April is the highest month of all for teens giving birth. County health officials considered putting condoms inside of these barns at the Clark County Fair. But after talking it over with the fair board, decided against it.
Our best approach to this would be education with families.
County Agricultural Society Director Alan Hess says there used to be a group that would pass out condoms at the fair.
What we feel is that it's not our responsibility to do that, nor do we feel that it's right because of the junior fair aspect of our fair that we would get involved in handing out or making them available to the kids.
Yeah. We talked to parents who were outraged that the idea was even considered.
That's going too far. If they really want to get into it, they need to provide more of this type of thing within the schools.
Now officials are looking at other ways they can keep the teen pregnancy rate from rising.
The goal is to educate the parents, to educate the children, to protect and prevent.
So instead, county health officials will have a booth set up here at the fair. They'll have information available and plan to encourage both teens and families and let them know about both the dangers and disadvantages of teen pregnancies. Reporting live in Springfield, Natalie Jovanovich, News Center 7. Families that might not realize how big of a problem the teen pregnancy rate is. The rate's gone down in the last few years, but it's still pretty high.
What happened to journalism? When did it go so wrong? When did that become okay? There's no fact in news stories anymore.
The rate's gone down in the last few years, but it's still pretty high.
But anyway, apparently you have to watch out for your children because apparently, unlike our generation where we despised sex, this lot are quite up for a bit of nookie. So apparently the ex in Toronto. I don't know if there's like a spike 9 months after the ex. I think the fact is that people are a bit more happy to do a bit of horizontal jogging midsummer. Do you know what I mean? Plus, if anywhere in this country, can you imagine, like, you know, when you're a kid and you couldn't sleep over at Delilah's house? I don't know. I just wanted to pick a random name. For some reason, Tom Jones just popped into my head. Perhaps Freudianly, I actually want to sleep with Tom himself. But yeah, can you imagine when you wanted to go and give Delilah a bit of whoopsie? If you had to do it outside and it was minus 20, you're not going to perform well, are you, really? I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm built like a python, but even in the minus 20, it goes back to sort of, you know, a meter, which is embarrassing for everyone. do you reckon anyone ever tunes into this show and thinks, he's English, so he must be serious? He's got that sort of BBC voice, and then they go, oh, for God's sake. I think it happens. Cyclists, cycle news now. We're going to stay in the States. I always like dipping in the States and listening to their insane news, or sometimes lack of news. You may hate cyclists. You may want to kill them. But if you're a policeman or a policewoman, then probably best keep it to yourself. No, not in America.
She says she thought it was funny, but the video has outraged bicyclists and embarrassed her boss.
We talked to the police chief in Santa Paula. NBC4's Jane Yamamoto is live in Calabasas, where part of that video was shot. Jane?
Kathy and Michelle, that's right. We are on Canaan Road, the backdrop of part of this controversial YouTube video. The woman in it is now not only on administrative leave, but she is also the focus of an internal investigation, and that's according to the Santa Paula police chief.
Hey everyone, Laura here.
Laura Weintraub is the woman in this YouTube video titled My Cup Holder Commentary Targeting Bicyclists.
I hate bicyclists.
She lashes out at bicyclists during the video that runs just over 2 minutes and ends with this disturbing screenshot.
How much would I have to pay you to run one of these over?
She never identifies herself as a reserve volunteer officer and never mentions the Santa Paula Police Department. Cyclists say regardless, they are still outraged.
It's a bad judgment for anybody.
The department's Facebook page had lots of critical, angry comments, but this one seemed to support her, saying she does some great satire videos in her personal spare time, and went on to say, glad you thought the video was cute. Santa Paula's police chief, Steve McLean, told me he did not make that comment. It came from a male reserve volunteer officer who is now on administrative leave along with Weintraub. McLean took action today, posting it on the department's Facebook page, and told me there is no excuse for what she did, saying it is an embarrassment and I am in disbelief of the enormous lapse of judgment.
Yeah, it probably wasn't a great idea if you're a female police officer in California that hates cyclists to make a video saying, I hate cyclists and I wish they'd all get run over, and then pop it online. It's probably not a great idea. How can I improve my career? Is that going to help? And then I thought it was a bit unfair that the guy that went to defend her, who also is a policeman, and reading between the line, fancies the pants offer, said, I thought a lot of your videos were good. And he was a special officer as well. And he got disciplined just for saying I quite liked it. So I hope he got a shag out of it, is what I'm saying. How rude. Yes. That would never happen here, would it? Here, the Amsterdam of North America, where we love cyclists.
I can't support bike lanes. How many people are riding outside today? We don't live in Florida. We don't have 12 months a year to ride on the bikes. And what I compare bike lanes to is swimming with the sharks. Sooner or later, you're going to get bitten. And every year, we have dozens of people that get hit by cars or trucks. Well, no wonder. Roads are built for buses, cars, and trucks. Not for people on bikes. And, you know, I feel my heart bleeds for them when I hear someone gets killed. But it's their own fault at the end of the day.
I must have seen that clip about a million times. It's Rob Ford, of course, who I don't usually mention. But every now and then he has to have a little introduction. Mostly because we've all forgotten who he is. He's so painfully irrelevant. But nonetheless, there he was a few years ago talking about his compassionate feelings towards cyclists. What a beautiful man. And what a compassionate man as well. I love anyone that says that. You know, my heart bleeds. My heart bleeds for them. But it's their own fault for being on two wheels. Think it through. It's such a contradiction of your original point. My heart bleeds. But, you know, happens, doesn't it? He's so funny. I wish he was like he is, but not mental. Do you know what I mean? If he wasn't quite as crazy, if we just took back... Actually, we've already taken back the power. But if we take back the crazy, about, you know, sort of 50% less crazy, because I like a character. It's nice to have one in politics, particularly Canadian politics, where everyone's a bit drab. Look at Stephen Harper's hair for a kickoff. It's Lego. So, you know, it's nice to have a character, but did you have to go that far? Do you know what I mean? Can we have Rob Ford light? And in every possible sense. We'll be back to talk about anything but him in a minute.
This is the Venny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
I said you could call about anything on 416-872-1010. I haven't had time for all your calls today, but it's always nice to hear from you. You can also text the show on 71010 whenever you like about anything you want. So we'll take a quick one because I've been light on the phones and I feel as if I've been somewhat selfish. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Venny. Well, look... I know that you're here in Toronto for a very short time now, no? And Rob Ford is familiar with Toronto for more years than you. He knows the streets of Toronto. They are built for trucks, cars, and no walking. We don't have sidewalks in Toronto.
No.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, there's no sidewalks in Toronto. That's definitely a fact.
No sidewalks in Toronto.
No.
Very few streets, they have them. So... That's why Toronto is built for. And if the bicycles, the riders wants to buy it, wants to ride a bicycle, they should pay insurance and they should pay taxes for that too.
Right. Can I just from the beginning, I want to make sure that I'm on the same page. What was the relevance with me not being from here? Does that mean that I can't have opinions on the streets?
Well, no, your opinion is welcome. But, see, it's not welcome when you attack our mayor of Ford.
Right.
Because he's trying to work so hard to keep the taxes low and to help the people in their best way he can.
Really? Do people like you still exist? It's amazing. I wish you were, like, in my family, because I know no matter what I do, even if I've killed someone, you'd stick with me all the way through. I love your loyalty, but I think unquestionable loyalty is borderline insanity.
Well, I don't know how you see all that, but I don't see it the same way like you do. I think that he's done more than any other mayor in Toronto when he was under the influence of some other substances.
Under
now,
the influence of what?
Demons have gone from his head. Well, you know how good he's going to be in the future. He's going to put John Tory flat on his face.
Yep, he certainly physically could. There's no doubt about that. I don't even know where to start, so I can't be bothered. It's too easy. It's like walking into a kindergarten and punching a girl in the face. It's not fair. It'll just make me look like an arse if I attack him. There were so many strands of imperfection in his argument, if there was even one, that what's the point? Come on, you can do better than that. Please. You can't have blind loyalty for people. It's not earned. You have to earn loyalty. And if trust has been broken, as I don't know if you noticed, it sort of has been a few times, then just give up the loyalty. Say, I might have been wrong about that bloke. It's all right, isn't it? I thought he was a good bloke. He's not really the right bloke for the job, really. I'll just go for a different bloke. Don't have to go for Tory. Don't worry about it. Go for anyone you like. But don't just be blindly loyal. It's not reasonable. And I like reasonable. Okay, I'm not going to, because I could carry on. And I find myself getting a bit stressed. Easily done. I'll tell you what, if you want to stress yourself out, if you want to be on the end of your couch quivering like a mess of a man, watch the movie Old Boy. Oh my God. Have you seen it? It's so bad. One of the producers just gave me a thumbs up. It's so harrowing. So I'm going to give you a quick plot line of Old Boy. Do not watch it. For the love of God, don't watch it. It's so... I still feel bleak. And like life is pointless, grim and vile. It was deeply upsetting, as a film goes. Here's a spoiler alert. I'm going to now explain what happens in the movie Old Boy. It was recommended to me from someone in England. I'm never going to talk to her again. She's obviously got mental health issues. I don't know what she... I don't know if it was a setup. If you hate someone, tell them to watch Old Boy. It leaves you so unsettled. This is the story. I watched it this week. I had to give up, so I can't tell you the end. But I'll tell you what, you'll never get to the end anyway. This is what happens. Guy walks out of a bar. He's sort of lovable punk, really. Bit drunk, bit of an idiot. But you can see he's harmless. He's obviously got a few issues like with alcohol. And he obviously drinks a lot because he's drinking on the job. And he's not meeting his sales targets. Oh, I wonder where, what's going to go. It's really well acted and quite interestingly shot. And so you sort of buy into it and you think, oh, I wonder what's going to happen next. Next thing you know, he's drunk on the street and he's waking people up. And the next thing you know, he's getting fired from work. And he's obviously down on his luck. And it's a bit grim, but you think, ah, this is probably going to be a turnaround movie. I'm pretty sure it's going to end up being a Disney classic. Some fairies will come on in a minute and do a dance. It's going to be beautiful. That was my relentless optimism. Scene two, drunk, gets helped by a woman. Looks like she's sort of assisting him to go somewhere. He's chucking it down with rain. And you think, oh, I wonder where this is going to go. It's interesting. Scene three, wakes up in a hotel room. Terrible hangover. Doesn't look like his room. Not his apartment in New York where the movie started. Where is he? Oh, okay. This is interesting. He looks for the phone. He can't find the phone. He goes over to the window. He pulls the curtains back. There's no window. Oh, it's bad, isn't it? Can't get out the door. The door is stuck. He's stuck in there. He's stuck in a room. He bangs on the door. It's pointless. Nothing's happening. He goes completely insane, running around the room, tearing up the furniture, desperately trying to get out, trying to find a way out of this awful room. There isn't one. Do you know what happens next? He's in there for 20 years! And the whole movie is you watching a man fall apart for 20 years. It is absolutely awful. I'm still deeply unsettled. It's horrible. And then eventually he gets out 20 years later. That's beyond halfway through the film. I'd given up by that point. It's so unsettling. So if you hate someone, tell them to watch the movie Old Boy. And if you are a sociopath and have worrying feelings that you don't have any empathy or feelings, watch this. And if it doesn't affect you, you're a sociopath. It's so horrible. If you're into the dark, I'm sure it's lovely. Not my cup of tea. All right, it's been a pleasure. I could hang on for a bit, talk about some other stuff, but I feel like the curtain is drawing to a close. VinnieWhite.co.uk if you want to download some podcasts and stuff like that. Always a pleasure, never a chore. See ya.